need a vacation because you're feeling kind of blue. Get some no-rinse Tide next wash day. It will do the work for you.
D-I-D-D Tide.
Tide from Hollywood Procter & Gamble's Tide, the wash day miracle that gives you the cleanest clothes in town, proudly presents the Red Skelton Show. With Red Skelton, David Rose and his orchestra, Loreen Tuttle, Anna O'Neill, Pat McGeehan, and Dick Ryan will be me, Rod O'Connor. From the Skelton scrapbook of satire, a story entitled The Flight to London, and it stars MGM's Lend-Lease comedian, Red Skelton.
Be Lynn Liz.
Gee, Red, just thinking a couple of hours we'll be on our way to London.
Yeah, on our way to London.
I think, can I borrow a shirt?
Good.
Shoes and stockings?
Have anything I got. How do you seek for portholes?
Well, Red, how do you like being in New York?
Oh, I think it's swell. You know, New York is different from Hollywood. People in Manhattan seem to be in such a hurry. They're always rushing around. But back in Hollywood, people don't seem to rush. They just lay there, try to get the license plate of the car that hit them.
Hey, did you eat lunch yet?
Yeah, I had lunch over to the automatic.
What?
Over to the automat. Cowboy, I can't resist. I like those exclusive wrestlers.
Yeah, indeed. I like to eat there, too.
Oh, you do?
It's fun putting a coin in the slot and opening a little glass door and taking your food out.
Yeah, when I got to the dessert, I ran out of change, so I put in a lead slug in the pie slot.
You used a lead slug?
Yeah.
Did it work?
Yeah, I got a piece of lead pie. What have you been doing?
Well, I rode on the subway this morning.
Oh, was it crowded?
Yeah, and I was the only one on it.
You ought to do something about your weight, you know. It was a little embarrassing flying from California with you. Why, they had to put on an extra pair of wings on the plane. And then it had it taxi to Kansas City. But when it got to Independence, it lifted its nose and went right up. Put that one in.
Yeah. Well, I know, Red, this isn't the proper place to bring this up, but next fall you're going on television. I was wondering whether you've got a place for me or not.
Stop licking my hand. Sure, you're going to go places. You better start or it's going to be dark before you get there.
Oh, you're sore because you didn't like the way they didn't make over you enough when you arrived in town.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
No?
No, I wouldn't.
I barely did.
You know why I wouldn't say it?
No.
I read it in rehearsal and I don't like it.
Say, Red, have you noticed the time? Our plane takes off for England in an hour and we've got to meet Georgia and Sylvia at the airport.
Sylvia?
Yeah.
You know, I still get her name mixed up.
Yeah.
Every time I see it, I think it's saliva. I say things like that, and he goes home, and she says, hello, dear. Wow.
Hurry up and let's get going.
Okay, I'll be right with you. I'm going to put a quarter in the radio, and maybe we can hear Dave Rose's orchestra and his latest recording of the Syncopated Clock.
Thank you. Shirts are washed with Tide, cause when Tide's in, they're out.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
You get the cleanest wash in town with T-I-D-E, Tide.
Yes, ma'am, sing it or just plain say it. Tide gives you the cleanest wash in town. The reason? Tide is the amazing miracle product that not only gets ordinary dirt out of your clothes, but also removes dulling soap film. You see, we've tested Tide in the laboratory against all kinds of soaps, and the test results are always the same. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any other washing product sold throughout America. But millions of you women have proved that, washing and rinsing your own clothes. You've seen the Tide miracle in the cleaner clothes your children wear, your cleaner sheets and towels. You've seen how kind Tide is to your hands, too. Next wash day, be sure you use Tide, and you'll hang up the cleanest wash in town.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
You get the cleanest wash in town with
T-I-D-E, Tide.
T-I-D-E, Tide.
T-I-D-E, Tide.
Boy, this LaGuardia field is sure some airport.
I'll say, really a big place. I hope all of our gang's here. Hey, look, they got a brass band down here. Give me a big send-off.
I got news for you. The band's serenading San Fernando Red. See, he's just getting on the plane there.
Ah, thank you, thank you. Lovers of serenade.
These guys play like they hate Petrillo, don't they?
My friends, aren't you all my friends? I have always said that a friend in need is a friend in debt. You'll never know what it does to me to see all you gathered here to bid me farewell. But I'm mighty happy to see all you city officials present. The police commissioner, the DA, the Bunko squad. But don't worry, I'm getting out of town. Many of you may be wondering why I'm leaving this country. It is not because I expected to be arrested. It's not because I was running over city funds. It ain't that serious. I'm just plain being deported, that's all. The purpose of this trip to go abroad is to report to you fellow Americans just what's coming off in Europe. And when I get to Paris, I'll go to that Folies Bergère every night. This is not a political trip. My expenses are not being paid by you taxpayers. This is money I stole myself. remember. I was born a poor boy, and I will die poor. But in between, I'm going to be as rich as I know how. I'll see that there are some of the gentlemen from the press and the ladies from the press.
Your Honor, I'm a reporter from the New York Bugle.
Oh, blow.
Now, really, my paper supported you in the last election.
Your editor thinks I'm the man for the office, huh?
Oh, yes, indeed. He has pictures of you all over the walls of his sad cell.
There's nothing like having a voter nuts about you.
How do you stand on the crime situation in this country?
Crime don't pay. Take it from me. Crime does not pay. I know. I barely made expenses last year.
Goes San Fernando Red.
Hey, I wonder where Georgie and your wife Sylvia is.
I keep saying that because her kids are spitting in each other.
Well, stop worrying, Red. They've got a half hour yet.
Yeah.
Say, look at that quaint little couple coming this way.
Yeah, they look English. Look at him. What a strange place to wear a monocle and the hole in his head.
I say, old thing.
I am not the thing.
Quite. I'm Lord Chumkin, and this is Lady Chumkin. I'll sit down.
Quite.
Good night, folks. We're a little late. Does she bite?
I say,
you guys really don't need money this bad.
Your face, you look very, very familiar.
I carry it around with me all the time.
Tell me something. Ain't you in the cinema?
Ain't you in the cinema?
Always in the cinema.
Gee, what's our diplomatic relation? Yes, I'm Red Skelton. Skelton. What's this?
You say you're Red Skelton?
Yeah.
Did you hear that, Amelia?
Oh, dear. Ooh.
She must have come in handy during the air raid.
Down,
Amelia.
Hey, Red, don't look now, but isn't that Willie Lump and his wife over there?
Willie, aren't you excited about going to Europe? Well, aren't you? Willie, aren't you?
Oh, shut up.
Willie, you snapped at me.
Well, I'm hungry. Tip, tip. I'm in a pretty nasty mood today. A pretty nasty mood. I got up on the wrong side of the gutter this morning.
Billy, are you sure this is the gate where we board the plane?
I am positive.
Oh, Billy, what's gotten into you?
About 6 martinis. I don't even need this plane. I can fly this trip on my own.
Now, Billy, you promised me that when we got to New York, you wouldn't touch a drop.
I didn't touch it. I drank it.
Oh, Billy, for 2 cents, I'd leave you right now.
What a time to be dead broke. You don't by any chance have a layaway plan, do you?
Billy, how dare you talk to me that way?
Oh, I like to live dangerously, you know.
Are you forgetting that I'm going to Europe? Because I inherited a title? I am going to be one of the nobility.
Well, so what? People have said I had nobility for a long time.
I'll be known as Lady Lump. Lump.
Lady Lump Lump? What is that, a mythical title? You know what this means, don't you? You will have to shave off your mustache.
Billy.
Yes?
With my royal title, I'll also inherit a castle and a good deal of money. And if I die, it all goes to you. Billy, you're not listening to me. What's on your mind?
Arsenic. That's the name of this sketch, Arsenic and Old Joe.
Come on, let's get aboard.
Now, stop fidgeting. The gang will show up on time.
I hope so.
Say, I wonder who that guy is crouched behind those bushes over there. Why, it's Cauliflower McPug, the punchy fighter that's always hearing bells and birds. Hiya, Cauliflower.
Not so loud, boy. Not so loud. Hurry. Jump behind the duck blind with me. A flock of them are going to come in for a land, and I'm getting ready to shoot them. I'm going to shoot every one of them. I'm sick and tired of listening at them. Boys, 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 boys. I'm going to shoot them.
Flower, are you nuts? There aren't any duck around here.
Look, here they come. Look what you've done. Now you scared them away. That's why I had to beat on them.
Those weren't ducks. Those were jet planes. Didn't you see the fire shooting out of their tails?
Oh, I thought somebody put too much salt on them. Hey, I wonder who could be phoning me at this hour.
Well, get hold of yourselves. Get hold of yourselves.
Why am I trying to sneak out?
Cauliflower, I'm not changing the subject, but what are you doing at the airport?
Haven't you heard? I'm going to fight in England. It's going to be quite an experience. I've never been knocked out with a British accent, you know.
Well, do you think you'll like it? It's awfully foggy in England.
Yeah, I could feel right at home. I've been living in a fog all my life. Boy, a flock of them flew over that time. Say, I'm flying over there, you see. Personally, I'd rather walk. I love to walk, you see, because ever since I started fighting, I still tell them I'm on my feet.
Well, you can't walk to England. Do you know how far away it is?
Well, it can't be too far. I can hear Big Ben awful plain.
Well, tell me, who are you going to fight in England?
Oh, a pretty good boy. He's a title holder. Got plenty rugged, plenty rugged. They call him Bonnie Prince Charlie.
Bonnie Prince Charlie? He's only 2 years old.
Well, I still think I can take him. Say, if you got two bits on you, I want to tip this boy here.
What boy? I don't see any boy.
Well, this guy carried my bag, Dentine. He keeps standing in back of me, rattling keys, so I won't forget to tip him. But it's a funny thing.
What?
Every time I turn around, he's never there.
You know, one of these days, they're going to come after you with a butterfly net.
You think I'm punchy, huh? Don't you kid yourself, boy. I'm not punchy at all. But the public demands it. You should see the guy I room with, poor Tucker boy. Nothing's going to save him, because he's really going this time. Every Saturday, he takes his motorboat, and he ties it on the back of his trailer. And he goes 10 miles up to a lake. And then all day long, he goes in that motorboat, to and fro, to and fro. Then when he comes home at night, he's sopping wet.
What's wrong with that?
He ain't got no motorboat. I know. I went fishing in it the other day.
How much, driver?
Oh, nothing, Mr. Rose. Your music has kept us kids alive for years.
The public demands it.
You know, Mr. Rose, the one I liked the best was the medley from Annie Get Your Gun.
Well, I really hate to wash dishes, especially having my hands in that greasy water.
Then, lady, you are going to love Tide. Because when Tide's in your dishpan, greasy water is out. Not only does Tide cut grease amazingly, it seems to make grease disappear completely. That sudsy water stays so fresh and pleasant, your hands will love it. And Tide's mighty kind to your hands, too.
Yes, but I still hate all the time dishwashing takes.
Lady, you're gonna love Tide on that score, too, because Tide saves you time. You see, you don't have to wipe dishes with Tide. Just rinse them, and they drain dry. Yes, and they're sparkling clean. Cleaner than any soap will get them, with no soap film to dull them.
Say, I guess I am gonna love Tide.
Well, you just try it. You'll soon see how much easier, quicker, and pleasanter dishwashing can be. Remember,
if you hate to wash dishes, then you're gonna love Tide.
Look who's getting out of that cab. Junior and his mother.
Come on, Mommy. Hey, run.
Don't rush me, Junior. I have to pay the cab driver. Besides, we have plenty of time to catch our plane.
I'm not thinking about the plane. I'm thinking about our lives. I put a 6-inch firecracker under that taxi driver's seat, and it's got a short fuse on it.
Let's say that again, kid. You put what where?
Hey! I put that there. Come on, Mommy. Let's get out of here while he's still got his head caught in the glove compartment.
Junior, really? How could you do such a thing?
Oh, did you really want to know? Well, I happen to have another 6-inch firecracker. I mean, I'll just show you. Here.
Get me that firecracker!
Look out! The fuse is letting it short. Throw it away!
Oh, good heavens!
Lady, not in my lap! Mom!
Well, of all the nerve, a grown man running around in his shorts.
That does it.
No.
There, Junior. Now, how did you like that?
You had done better. Why do you always spank me so much?
I'm humming your man now.
Why do you call me a big fat slob?
The public demands you. My name dropper, that's right.
Well, folks, you'd better hurry and get on that plane.
Oh, yeah. Yes, and to make sure we get there. Junior, get in!
No, not yet. Here!
The plane's ready to leave. I'd better run.
Well, don't run so fast. You should see the way I'm bouncing around inside this portable dog cage. I knew I would wind up behind bars sooner or later.
Well, Red, everyone's aboard but Georgia.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to make the trip without her. I better get on the plane. Georgia will have to catch the next flight out.
Well, I'll see that she gets on it, Red. Bon voyage.
Oh, I didn't know you spoke Spanish.
I know you'll be a big success at the London Palladium.
Oh, I better be. Or they'll start throwing soggy tea bags at me.
Gee, I hate to see you go.
Yep.
Sure gonna miss you.
Yep. This is our last program this season, yeah. Too, you know.
That's my time.
Hey, Red, the plane's starting to taxi off. Run, Red,
hey,
run.
Hey, that plane. I'm Red Chilton. I gotta get out of town.
Hey.
Me and my big mouth is speeding
up. Well, hurry up, Red.
I caught up with it.
Well... should have brought my overcoat along and my sleeping bag. It's going to get pretty cold riding piggyback all the way to England on the tail of this plane.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to thank you on behalf of Procter & Gamble and the entire cast for allowing us to come into your living rooms every Sunday night. As you know, this is our last show of the season, and next season will be on in your living room via television, and perhaps radio, too. Again, thanks a lot, and we hope that we haven't said or done anything to offend you, and that we have respected the dignity of your home. Thanks for listening, and thanks for buying more and more of the Wash Day Miracle Tide.
And this is Rob O'Connor reminding you that Tide gets clothes cleaner than any other washing product sold throughout America. That's why...
The cleanest washing
time with T-I-D-E-Tide. Don't forget, we'll see you all again soon on the Red Skelton Show. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro Goldwyn. This is the copyrighted feature set by...